Chapter 2. My Life in Performance. The process of writing music doesn't follow a strict path. For some composers, music is created via notation, the written system of markings that some percentage of musicians share as a common language. Even if an instrument, traditionally a piano, is used as an aid in composition, this kind of music emerges as a written entity. Changes in the score might be made at a later date by performing musicians or by the composer, but the writing is largely done without input from actual players. More recently, music began to be created mechanically or digitally by an accretion and layering of sounds, samples, notes, and bits dragged and thrown together either physically or in the virtual world of a computer. Though much of my own music may initially have been composed in isolation, it only approached its final shape as a result of being performed live. As with jazz and folk musicians, everything was expected to be thrown into the crucible of a gig to see if it sank, floated, or maybe even flew. In junior high school, I played in bands with friends, covering popular songs. But at some point, maybe after a rival's friend pulled the plug on us at a battle of the bands, I contemplated playing solo. After some time rethinking things and learning more songs written by others in my bedroom, I began to frequent the coffee house at the local university and realized that the folk scene represented there was insular and needed refreshing. Well, at least that's how it looked to me. This was the late 60s, and I was still in high school, but anyone could see and hear that the purism of folk was being blown away by the need of rock, soul, and pop to absorb everything in their path. The folk scene was low energy, too, as if the confessional mode and folk's inherent sincerity was somehow enervating in and of itself. That couldn't be good. I decided to perform rock songs by my favorites at the time, The Who, Crosby, Stills and Nash, and The Kinks, on acoustic guitar, believing that some of those songs were written with as much integrity as the folkier stuff people in the cafe more often heard, and that they might therefore find a receptive audience. I seem to recall that it worked. They had somehow never heard these songs.